Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I am the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. We are located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me for a Monday, March 1st, 2021. This is edition number 19 of season 3 of the Morning Devotional. We are currently working our way through the Wisdom of Solomon. For the next number of days, I don't know how many exactly, as I seek to set this subject before us, we're going to be dealing with the topic of the tongue. Now, the book of Proverbs speaks to this subject quite a lot. In fact, all of God's Word speaks to the subject of the tongue and the use of our mouth and words, and there's a good reason for that. So this morning, we're going to begin with this subject of the tongue by looking at Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 19 as a springboard to this discussion. But let's first pause and ask for the Lord's help as we consider this portion of His Word and this very pointed subject together. Let's pray. Father, now as we come to Your Word, we come knowing that we need Your help, we need Your Spirit, we need Your grace. We know that we sin in many ways, and so often we demonstrate the sinfulness of our own heart through the use of our words and our tongues, our lips. And so, Father, help us and be gracious to us. We do not desire to sin against You. We long to be made holy and righteous and perfect through the work of Your Spirit. And so, grant us the grace to receive this instruction and grant us the help that we need to do that which we hear. Be kind to us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we are going to look at Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 19 together this morning. Proverbs 15, verse 19 says, "When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent." Now, I read this verse, and I've read this verse, of course, many times in my life, and every time I read this verse, I feel indicted. Those of you who know me well, know that I'm rarely lacking in words, and sometimes I use too many. Sometimes I talk too much. And while speech itself is a gift of God given to us that we might communicate adequately and properly in this world, and of course, we must be able to do that, the warnings about words and many words come to us because we have a propensity to talk too much. We have a propensity to say too many things. We have a propensity to use whatever medium, tool or instrument that's available to us to make sure that others hear what we have to say. And the writer of the Proverbs says, when there are many words, transgression is not lacking. Now, it's a general principle, of course. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you use a lot of words, you're necessarily sinning. It's not really the point. The point is that the more you talk, the more likely you are to sin. And, of course, the question is, objectively, how many words are too many words? Well, you know, I'll leave that to you to figure out. I'm not here to assess that objectively for you. You know your own heart. You know your own habits and your own behavior. I know mine. And sometimes it's better to say nothing than to say something. We do live, of course, in a world that is ubiquitous with words, more so probably than any other generation in the past. The ability to offer our opinions, to offer our speech, to offer words of different kinds are at our fingertips on a regular basis. As I record this devotional, I'm doing so using my smartphone. Therefore, I have access, of course, to social media. I have access to various things that allow me the opportunity to offer my opinions, offer my two cents, chime in with my own words, and opine on various matters. And I'm sure I've done that many times, and many times I regret it. Sometimes just end up deleting that which I said because it was unhelpful, it was unnecessary, it wasn't useful of any really for anything. Many words. We have many opportunities to offer many words today into our world. from blogs to social media to conversation to text messaging, through the use of memes and images and graphics that communicate words to other people. There are plenty of opportunities for us to offer many words into our world. And the writer of the Proverbs would warn us. He would say, look, the more you speak, the more you talk, the more likely you are to sin, the more likely you are to transgress God's law, because the tongue seems to be that instrument within our members, that instrument within our body that is most prone to revealing the very wickedness of our own hearts. And so there's a reason why on social media we feel the need to always offer our opinions, or we feel the need to correct somebody in a discussion, in a chat room, or whatever it may be. There's a reason for many of this. They may be good and valid reasons. They may be righteous reasons. But I have witnessed, and I'm sure you have as well, that there are some who seem to be taken upon themselves the mantle of offering correction on every single point that ever shows up across Facebook, Twitter, or wherever it may be, maybe even in person and face-to-face. The warning of Solomon would be to be careful how often you feel the need to offer your language and your words. Now, we know, of course, that the source of these problems, the source of this real issue, is not the muscle that resides behind our teeth. It is bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. It's that very issue by which we must constantly guard. It's that real source of the problem, and that is, of course, the heart of man. Jesus himself says that to us in Matthew 15, and he warns warns people that it's really from the heart, but what comes out of the mouth, he says in Matthew 15, 18, what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone. Now, it's interesting, as you read this list, immediately the Savior jumps to the source of the problem, the heart. But notice he says that what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And then he goes on to list various sins here, certainly not an exhaustive list. Then he goes on to say, from out of the heart come evil thoughts. Now, those are words. They may not be expressed, but they're words that you're filling your mind with. There are many words, maybe, perhaps, that are part and parcel of our thought process. Murder. How often have we murdered our brothers and sisters with our words? Too many of them, in fact. False witness, a sin of the tongue. Slander, a sin of the tongue. So in this list, this brief list that the Savior gives, there's any number of different transgressions that are listed that pertain directly to the heart, or pertain directly to the tongue, which then reveals the real condition of our heart. Another thing to think about, too, as we consider this verse together, is how Solomon says, whoever restrains his lips is prudent. He's wise. He's careful. And the real question we all need to ask ourselves as we jump on social media, as we have conversations with other people, is why do we feel the need to speak as often as we do? I mean, the fact of the matter is most of us probably don't have an original thought anyway. Most of us are not all that profound. We are average people with average intelligence. So why do we feel the need to boast in our own language and opine on various themes and subjects that show up from time to time in life? Charles Bridges, in his fine commentary on this verse, he makes reference to this one issue, and he says part of the reason for that is because of the sin of egotism. Our own mouth praises us, not another. We love to hear ourselves talk and present our own judgment intrusively. And perhaps that's part of it. Perhaps that's an aspect by which many of us need to evaluate and wrestle with, that we want others to hear us. And that's an egotistical issue. And in fact, it's sin. We're not to be promoting ourselves. We're not to be busy about promoting ourselves. And I realize with social media and with other forms of internet technology today, that is a very easy thing to do. I know, I've done it too many times to even count, and it's embarrassing most of the time. The writer to the Proverbs, the writer of Proverbs, Solomon himself would say, look, be careful how often you talk. Be careful how often you share your opinions. Be careful how often you use many, many words. Restrain yourself. Exercise prudence and diligence. Don't promote yourself as a means by which others will think of you. No, as Christians, of course, we want people to think of Christ. We want them to see the aroma of Christ. And Paul would tell us that we should use words that are favorable and good for the moment, filled with grace and seasoned with salt, speaking the truth in love, and all of these things that we know all too well, but then something happens, I think. We get on social media, we get on these different platforms, and we just can't help ourselves. And so we end up typing something, writing something that's really not useful or very helpful or edifying or even all that godly. And so many words. Does it just mean with the tongue, as I'm using words right now, but it also means what we type, means what we think, which will inevitably work out into our words and our language. Many words, if they're used, sin is unavoidable. You are more likely to fall into sin. And then you'll have to repent and you'll have to deal with that. You might have to go and apologize and seek forgiveness for a brother or sister. Many problems in the church, many issues in the church are a direct result of the tongue. Words used incorrectly. Now, the Proverbs talks about gossip and slander and lying and all this other stuff. We're not dealing with that right now. We will. But we are dealing with just learning to exercise a certain level of restraint with the understanding that the more we talk, the more likely we are to sin. And so let's be careful, all of us, me included, of course, in how we use our words, especially in the world in which we live today when there's so much of it, so much of it. Much of it is probably unhealthy. You've probably heard the expression, there's too much talk in the world already. Well, I don't know when that was said, but I think it was said before social media. If that were true then, it is certainly true today. And as Christians, we need to be very, very careful how often we speak. And when we do speak, we want our words to count. We want them to matter. And so let's be careful not to use many words, but to restrain ourselves as we speak. Well, may the Lord bless you. I hope He does through these times of brief examination of His Word. If you have any questions or comments for me, you can leave me a note, a comment. The information is there before you on the screen. So until Tuesday, when we continue looking at this subject of the tongue, may the Lord bless you and keep you and help you to serve Him with all that you do. God bless.